Grandparents lose, committee votes to keep graphic gay sex novel on library shelves in Oregon schools. By Penny Starr on July 16, 2022. Grandparents lost their appeal to a committee that voted to keep a book with same-sex oral sex acts and other sexual content on library shelves in Salem, Oregon, schools. The book at the center of the controversy is Genderqueer by Maya Kobabe, which details the author's journey toward coming out as non-binary and asexual. Two other schools in the district will also keep the book on library shelves. The book implies to the student that this type of behavior is completely acceptable and normal, the complaint from Mike and Ellie Malik said. It could lead to a life of pornography addiction and deviant behavior. It could damage the student's future self-image and destroy ambitions. Mike Malik has said he is not against homosexuals but doesn't believe sexual issues should be taught in schools. Innocent younger children, they're not of consenting age to make those decisions. It's almost like grooming them to accept that type of behavior, he said. A seven-person group that included high school educators, the district safety coordinator, a city librarian, and a district resident, voted to keep the book. According to Suzanne West, the director of strategic initiatives for the Salem-Keizer School District. The Salem Reporter reported on the development. The Genderqueer Committee's review was not open to the public. The Maliks were able to present their request to the committee, but not to observe or participate in deliberations. West said those meetings are kept private so committee members can have an honest discussion about the material without fear of retribution or harassment. A summary of the committee's decision provided to Salem Reporter notes that the depictions of sex are not representative of the book as a whole. This book provides an insightful and respectful viewpoint of some of our marginalized communities. It lifts voices and looks at issues with an appropriate lens, one of the comments on the review report read. The challenge is the second attempt to remove a book from district libraries this year. In April, a district committee voted 8-1 to retain the book stamped for kids in elementary school libraries following a parent challenge. The book is a children's adaptation of author Ibrahim X. Kendi's book Stamped for Adults and chronicles race in the U.S. through the beginnings of the transatlantic slave trade through the present day, explaining how historical American figures contributed to segregationist, assimilationist or anti-racist ideas and movements. West said in the Salem Reporter report that the book is not part of school curriculum and is not available in classrooms. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.